Coach, congratulations. What a win. And, you know, two wins in a week, that's pretty special for this team. And how far they've, it shows really a testament of how far they've come along from week one to this point.
I know. We've been setting our goals pretty high, and I said, don't be afraid to set it too high. I told them, I said, I don't know when the last time it's been that we've won two games in a week, but I told them in the huddle, I said, I just wanted to win two games a week. I didn't think we were going to have a running clock, but I will definitely take it.
Absolutely, and, you know, what was nice here, you guys struggled from the field, yet maintained a 9-1 lead in the first period. Only allowed one field goal, I believe, that whole first half, or two, yeah, one field goal the whole first half for Ulysses, and it took them 9 minutes to score between the second and third period, something like that. But not only was your offense better in the second quarter and then even a little bit in the third period, but your defense was right on par here tonight. It's where you want to be.
Yeah, absolutely. And I noticed in the first few minutes of the first quarter, I just felt like we weren't very intense, and I said, we need to turn it up. We are the ones that need to put pressure on them, and then I felt once we did that, we really just took off.
And for a second straight game, you got some big points from Caitlin Roberts off the bench. She had 11 first half points, and she was just making them shot after shot after shot after shot there in that first half.
I know. You know, she's such a pure shooter. Once she gets going, it's going to be hard to shut her down. And I was just happy that they're going in for it, because once they do that, her confidence is going to get even better.
You know, one concern maybe coming in, a height disadvantage. Other one player that really played the disadvantage and worked around it really well tonight was Madison Orr, getting the rebound. She was going up against the 6'2 girl all night, and she even shot one over her tonight.
Yes. Yeah, I just kept saying, take it to her. You know, we need to use our strength and athleticism. And you know what? You might get your shot blocked, but then just keep going right back into her. And she didn't look afraid at all when Madison got that.
Nine different players scored for you guys tonight. That's pretty special, too, getting a lot of those off the bench that normally haven't played varsity.
I'm so proud of them. I am so proud of them because, you know, these girls work hard every single day, and they go against my first group every day, and they deserve to get in. And I wanted them to get in and get some experience because that's what we need. We just need to keep the ball rolling year after year.
Well, you get the back-to-back wins, some big confidence going into mid-season tournament, and it's going to be a tough task next Thursday. We get 3 days to prepare for Pine Creek, and, you know, it's kind of a new tournament for you, but it's kind of a new resurgence, refreshing start for Scott City as well next week.
You know, I think we're going to go into this tournament with a lot of confidence,
mm-hmm.
and I think we're ready to play because, you know, we've had so many close games, and now we're starting to win. And so once you get confidence, after a while you expect to win.
Yeah.
And so I'm ready for them just to keep playing with that same confidence.
Well, congratulations, Coach. Back-to-back wins. Your guys are 500 now in league play. It's been a while since that's happened, and it's fun to enjoy this moment. And then thanks again here, and hopefully you guys get the girls' sweep over in the C team tonight.
All right, me too. I'm going to go watch them.